States Army Stationery. Dear Audrey, thank you for the letter. I am now officially released from the hospital, and I hope I never see the place again. I feel as good as new, however, and I am grateful for the attention and treatment I received there. I will try to get in touch with you as soon as I can, but I am so busy I don't know when it will be. I will try to get in this Saturday or Sunday if possible, okay? So you are back at the 5 and 10? Well, big oaks from little acorns grow, and who knows, but maybe someday you may be the boss in the place. Keep trying anyway. I was very glad to hear of Mary's connubial bliss, and if you correspond with her, I wish you would convey my best wishes to her and her hubby. How are Nadine and John, and Aunt Les and Norma? Perhaps you can answer those in person if I get in this weekend. Yes, it has been terribly hot here, and especially in the hospital. I doubt if I ever got any sleep there because of the heat that was there. But it seems to be just as bad in the barracks. Oh well, such are the trials and tribulations of a soldier in the service of his country, eh? I must close now, although I would like to continue. It seems I have a bit of work I must do before my boss catches up with me, and the colonel just issued an ultimatum that my office will be clean, so I will spend the next few hours discarding accumulated papers and records and such which are now passé. Well, hope to see you this Saturday. I'll call your house, so leave word where you are if you are working or out somewhere. Buddy. Undated, but thought to be August 20th, 1943. Written on American Red Cross stationery. Dear Audrey, thank you for your letter. I'm still in the hospital, but I shall be out shortly, I hope. Where are you working now that you've left the hat shop? Are you but a lady of leisure? It has been so darned uncomfortable here because of the heat, I can't wait to get out again. How are all your girlfriends back in Slocum? Or don't you get back there at all? I will try to come and see you the first opportunity I get after getting out, okay? Have you been having fun? From your last letter, you sound as if you don't get around much anymore. True? Well, I must close now and go back to bed, as it is 8:45 p.m., and the lights go out at 9 o'clock, so... Write soon, buddy. November 22, 1943. My dearest wife, to date I have received 4 of your letters, and really, honey, I don't think you could be any more unhappy than I am. I do miss you so much. I am in Lebanon, a small town nearby, to close our canteen account until next week. I have been so busy that I haven't even had a chance to eat a good meal for 2 days. Now, don't worry, baby, I'm okay. We go on our problem tomorrow, and so I guess it will mean no rest for another 4 days. Really, baby, I think I'd give up my right arm to have been with you for this weekend. But such is the fortunes of war. From the way things look, honey, I don't think there is any sense in your coming here to stay because Nashville is a place I'll never be able to go to, and this town Lebanon has a population of 5,000, and I can't even get a pass to come here because I'm working every weekend. Had a letter from my mom, and Manny is out of the army. At present, he is visiting Rose in Chicago, and then he will proceed to California. Forgive me for rushing, honey, but I just stole these few minutes to write to you and must now return. Well, dearest, please don't feel too badly and don't be discouraged. Our day is yet to come. Yes? Well, be good. God bless you. Remember, I love you. Your loving husband, Buddy. November 24th, 1943. My dearest, thank you for your letter, baby. It made me so happy to hear from you. Excuse the handwriting, but I'm writing on my knee. It's the only place around here to write on. We got here yesterday afternoon and set up our tent. Slusky and I are bunking together. What a place! It's all wilderness and pretty cold, but I think I'll make it all right. The trip was pretty tiresome. Being pushed in the back end of a truck for 3 days wasn't any fun. But now that we are here, all I've got to worry about is 60-some days of living in the forest. We haven't been out of our clothes yet, and the way it looks, we will stay in them for the rest of maneuvers. Oh well, such is life. Honey, please don't forget to write, because your letters are the only happy thing about this whole affair. I miss you so much, sweet, and I'm just waiting for the day when we can be...